Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
In our modern world, we're in denial of this process. And there's nothing more that we deny than age. And it's a culture, isn't it? It's like youth is the thing. And that old age is like an aberration of the norm. And it shouldn't be happening. And we have to do all these crazy things to try and maintain our youthfulness, because it's only youth that's of value, really. And, you know, so all sorts of, you know what the deal, cosmetics and so forth to try and keep youthful, our anti-wrinkle creams and all sorts of different lotions and potions and hair dyes to keep the illusion of youth. Because deep down we understand we're terrified of it. We don't want it to be happening. Nobody wants to get old. Newsflash. You know? But it's happening moment by moment. It's inevitable. The minute we're born, we're aging. We've got the illusion of youth until we're, what, I don't know, 30, 40 even. And then it all starts to sort of like, woo, things are changing. More obviously, the grey hairs, the wrinkles and stuff begin to manifest, right? And so we really step up the anti-aging regime to try and fight the process of aging. And it's seen like that's the norm. And there's a whole culture now. It's a youth culture. And there's a certain age where we just become invisible and nobody really sees you anymore because you're old and old age. Old people are treated generally with contempt in our society, actually. You know, and there's other cultures where it's not so bad, but really, it's just like nobody wants to look at it because it's reminding them of what's going to happen. And so we try to sort of put them in homes and tidy them off the streets and just like pretend everything's young and glamorous and wonderful. You know, it's just total denial because we're all aging and we're all inevitably going to have to suffer, having to lose our beauty, our health, our vitality, our physical strength. It's all coming our way. Loss of power, our senses, our mental faculties, the loneliness, the loss of enjoyments, the lifespan. I'm going to read this in detail soon. And then we're all going to have to die. It's the only certainty in our life, is that we're going to die. Absolutely certain that it will happen, completely uncertain when it's going to happen. But we know it's going to be a painful process. Because if we've made this life all about acquiring possessions, status, career, money, family, all of it will be ripped away from us at the time of death. And all the pain that we'll have to experience, because we understand only at that last moment it's all disappearing. And everything we've worked for our whole life has been completely futile. We've had a few nice times, we've met some lovely people, we've given birth to a few people. And it's been relatively okay, but now suddenly all of that is vanishing before us. And they can't help us. They are powerless to help us as our life, our vitality fades and we're slipping away. And we're terrified because we have no idea what's going to happen now. And maybe there's just a doubt at the back of our mind going, oh, maybe that nun was right. Maybe there is future lives after all. And at that time, it's too late to do anything about it. We've already created the causes and we're going to be on a cycle that will be compelled by our karma and delusions. And unhappiness and pain and fear at that stage is actually going to ripen potentials to go to worse future experiences. So the whole point of this is to look at the reality now while there's an opportunity to do something about it, to change our mind, to actually decide, I'm going to use this life to break free of this pain. Because even coming back into this life, for me, that's terrifying. And this is a really precious life. I've had so many opportunities, all of this opportunity, but still it's painful. It's painful. Come on, guys, it's painful even just waking up in the morning. It's pain, right? We're in denial of, like, it's so uncomfortable. All the things we want, but they're not really happening. All these little frustrations. We're going to look in more detail at this next week. All the different levels of separations and sufferings and not fulfilling our wishes and so forth. So here we're looking at quite kind of obvious, I think, but still levels of denial in our mind about the suffering of this life and what's going to come in the future. But in order to develop this wish, this mind of renunciation, wishing to liberate ourselves permanently from the sufferings of this and countless future lives, and wanting to really engage the methodology, the teachings Buddha gives, with a mind of renunciation, our whole life can be filled with purpose. Like, I'm going to practice moral discipline, concentration, I'm going to improve my wisdom in this life to overcome the delusions, to break free and have a pure life, an uncontaminated life is possible, a life full of permanent freedom, free of all the limitations and faults of our mind and therefore of our outer reality will be pure. That's possible beyond our contaminated states of mind. And that's where Buddha's taking us to. He's not just giving us a hard time and just going, ha, 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 look at all the pain you have to experience, tough luck. He's revealing this to us, trying to wake us up out of our unknowing and confusion. He's giving us wisdom to see the reality of the bigger picture of our life, the context within which we found ourselves. And this incredible opportunity, like, now I can actually break free. And it doesn't matter how long it's going to take, but I'm going to make my whole life a journey, an inner journey, to break free of these mental chains that are binding me and causing me such pain and problems. And hopefully within this life, or even at the end of this life, as we're dying, there's no need for death to be painful. It could be the most joyful experiences of our life. Some of the great Kadampas meet their death with this experience of, like, fantastic, at last, finally, delighted to die because they've prepared well and they know exactly where they're going. They're going beyond this chain of suffering. And they die delighted. Yippee, I'm off to the pure land, I'm off. You know, so all of this doesn't need to be painful. We can have uncontaminated lives, that's the whole point. But we need to understand, if we don't change the course of our life right now, it's inevitable. This is what's coming. Aging, sickness, death, without any doubt. Nobody else is talking about this and telling us because it's unpleasant. And it's only if we don't have a solution, we understand the denial, right? We don't want to look at it because there's no solution to it. So I just want to pretend none of that's happening and just let's put on more makeup and dye our hair and just pretend we're going to live forever and we're going to be like a teenager forever. You know? Now that's painful in itself, my gosh. Even just coming back and being an adolescent again in this life, never mind the rest of it. Pain, more pain. Anyway, so is this becoming clearer? We're developing a fear of suffering, of our future in this life, future suffering in this life, and future suffering beyond this life. This is a wisdom fear that is actual renunciation. And it's a peaceful mind, positive mind, joyful experience, this wisdom fear. Because we're working to avoid future suffering. This is not panic fear, anxiety fear. So there's different kinds of fear. We understand that there's that, what we normally think of as fear is just like this painful level of anxiety and I don't want something to happen, and but we have no control over it, such as aging and death. Nobody wants sickness, but it's going to happen. Nobody wants aging, it's going to happen. Nobody wants death, it's going to happen. So there's no point actually in being afraid of those things in themselves. But if we're afraid of something we can change, then that's a wisdom, isn't it? If we can take precautions now to protect ourselves from future suffering, then we do. And if we check, we're doing that within the context of this life all the time. What's the first thing you do when you get inside your car? To safeguard yourself, you put your seatbelt on. We barely think about it, but the reason we're doing that is because we fear having an accident and going through the windscreen. We know that that will protect us to some degree if we have an accident. So it's like we're safeguarding our whole life, fearing future suffering. It's kind of what we do in all our to-do lists, and we're just trying to avoid that and have that. And, you know, we're working the system as best we can. So I'm just showing the principle of fear is not like a panic fear, but it can be a very smooth, calm, collected, joyful, okay, I don't want that to happen, and I can prevent that by doing this. So therefore, if we're doing the solution, it's a wisdom fear rather than an anxiety-based fear. Understand the distinction? It's one to really think about, but this is basically we're looking at the problem in order to induce a kind of like, I don't want that for me in the future. So that induces enough energy in our heart to move away from that inevitable direction and begin to stop the causes. From a mind of renunciation, I want to break free from all suffering now and in the future. And with that mind of renunciation, we begin to see the futility of our ordinary cravings and desires in life. And we can start dancing through ordinary life, going, of course I'm frustrated. Of course there's disappointments. Of course that's gone wrong. Of course that's not going to happen. And of course there's going to be pain. But in a joyful way. We're like, yeah, because I'm in the prison of samsara. And so all of our pain and problems in our daily life fuels the fire of our fear to help reinforce this decision to leave. I'm breaking out. My whole life is about the prison break. I think I've asked this before. Has anybody ever seen Shawshank Redemption? It's a really old movie, 90s or so, probably older than some of you. About someone who's wrongly incarcerated in a prison, and they spend years, like decades, wrongly accused, but in this really high-level prison. But the whole time they're there, they quietly and skillfully plan their escape to a meticulous level. And finally, I don't want to spoil it, but they achieve the end result. And it's only, you don't realize what they're doing, but meticulous planning and dig a hole and all the rest of it. And the whole, it's just like unbelievable stories. Great. But basically, it touched me because it's just like that kind of long game in the mind. Like, experiencing decades of this pain in the prison and the restrictions and everything that entailed, but their mind was single-pointedly focused on the end game of, like, I know where I'm going. And with that determination, nothing stopped everything that happened. And it was happening in front of everybody and they didn't notice because they were so calm and smooth and peaceful about their escape. So this is what it's about. It's like, yep, every little pain and inconvenience in our life, everything we're about to sort of think about with aging and death, we're like, yeah, it's true. And it's like, feed into that within your own experience and allow that to fuel this wish, this determination to finally and ultimately break free. I'm going to use my life so carefully and skillfully to break free of these delusions simply by having the wish to escape from samsara. We will create a joyful state of mind and a framework within which to really live our life joyfully. Another analogy that I quite like to use, it helps me, is because we're kind of really into the immediate, aren't we? We want to, okay, if I develop renunciation and if I have a spontaneous wish to break free, then I just want to break free within a year or so, right? I'll give it a year because we're wanting to do everything like yesterday in our modern crazy world. But it's going to take time to erode the delusions we've had from countless previous lives. You know, they're deeply ingrained, but they're not who we are and we can get rid of them. But it takes time. But while we're doing it, we can be really joyful because we know where we're going. We're breaking out. Like, in a job that we really don't like, we have to endure it because we don't know where else to go and we need some financial support at the moment. So we're just in this stuck. And maybe it's like, we've all been there, right? A dead-end job, poor conditions, but we're just kind of stuck at the moment because we don't know where else to go. And we hate it. We're really not enjoying ourselves at all. We dread going to work. But then the moment we make this decision in our mind that we're going to leave the job, maybe we even find a better job, but we've still got to work out our notice. You know, we've got a month or 3 months to work as part of the contract. What's that final month like? We're really happy. It's exactly the same conditions. We're in a really horrible situation. But because our mind is going beyond the situation, we're now able to just, it's just like all the difficulties that are appearing to us, we're just fueling our enthusiasm to escape and get out of this job. And we're actually quite joyful. And then even by the time we're ready to leave the job, we've actually decided we quite like it because our mind has changed so much that we actually quite appreciate what we've got and the conditions. And we're going, no, it's not that bad after all. And the thing that was making us so miserable was actually our mind and our attitude. So we can change everything by changing our mind and changing our attitude. That is the core of Buddha's teachings. So this mind of renunciation is a very peaceful, positive, joyful fear of future suffering and wish to get out of samsara. All right?
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.